Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Lance Zimmerman of Cattle Facts joining us. We're back with Lance in just a moment.
It's cattle deworming time, and I'm so psyched about using Cydectin injectable that I wrote y'all a little rap ditty. Only twice a year you'll be needing this unique and effective mix. It's proven to be long-lasting, so your herd is always first pick. A quick and effective shot will do the trick. It's all you need to do the deed, so get injectin' with Cydectin. Get injectin' with Cydectin. The cattle's all a-mooing. The dung beetles are not phased. Greener pastures are a-stewing. Making Cydectin all the craze. A quick and effective shot will do the trick. It's all you need to do the deed. So get injectin with Cydectin. Get injectin with Cydectin.
To learn more about Cydectin injectable and its short withholding time and its numerous benefits, talk to your veterinarian or Beringer Ingelheim VetMedica Inc. representative today. Do not treat cattle within 21 days of slaughter. Do not use in female dairy cattle, breeding age, veal calves, or calves less than 8 weeks of age.
We had the opportunity to catch up with Lance Zimmerman of the Cattle Facts organization at the Angus Means Business Convention and Trade Show at Overland Park, Kansas this week. Lance, one of their guest speakers, and he indicated to us before he actually talked to the Angus folks that 2015 has been a challenging year, especially this cattle collapse that we saw happen in late August and September and early October. Lance says it was a pullback that was not totally unexpected, as Cattle Facts was thinking that 2015 could be kind of a year of volatility as we tried to top out at these historic highs that we saw established in 2014.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. You know, as we entered 2015, we tried to tell folks, warn folks, that we were likely nearing the top end of a historical trading range. As we came out of 2014, we were in a situation where consumers had to get used to the fact that they were consuming less than 200 pounds of protein in 2014. That was the first time that happened since about 1991. It wasn't due to demand. It was due to supply. You know, we had a beef industry that had gone through a decade-long contraction. We had a pork industry that was battling the porcine epidemic diarrhea virus. And we had a broiler industry that was struggling with some fertility issues. And so production was so constrained in 2014 that you finally started to see some of those competing protein prices break at the end of last year. But beef rode the wave a little bit longer than the rest. And we put in those highs in the first quarter. Then we carved out the lows here at the start of the fourth quarter. And so, yeah, it's been a wild ride. But just due to the dynamics we were facing, it was due to happen at some point.
Lance, a lot of folks blaming heavy carcasses for tipping this market over and causing it to collapse. Is that how you see it?
You know, and I think that was definitely the symptom of a bigger problem. And the problem is that in any market, when you have a decade-long drought, you gently and gradually tilt leverage back to the guy that holds on to supply. Ultimately, in the beef industry, it's the cow-calf guy, but even remotely, it's the stocker and the feedlot operator as well. What we started seeing through this summer was we started seeing feed yards that they were incentivized to carry cattle longer. They're getting paid, you know, even this summer, $1.50 a pound for an 80-cent cost to gain. You do that math really quickly, and it's pretty easy to see why I would try to add pounds rather than move them through the system and replace them with another animal that's like got a break even that's at a loss based on what the current market was doing. And so, yeah, the weights were big, but it was a symptom of, as we were getting these weights bigger, we also lost a plant in Denison, Iowa that really tilted leverage back into the hands of the packer a little bit more. You have a retailer that's making money today on the beef they're selling, a packer that's making a little bit of money on the beef they're selling at a time of year where they typically lose money. And it's just a symbol of the leverage is starting to tilt its hand up the chain a little bit more. And the guy that's holding on to the supply is losing just a little bit of it. It's going to be a little bit tougher climb for us now that this cattle cycle's growing.
Lance Zimmerman of Cattle Facts. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Mike and Martha Armitage want to invite you to their fall gathering coming up this Saturday, November 7th at OKC West El Reno, Oklahoma. Three times to keep in mind. 11 a.m., they'll be selling 2,000 commercial females, pairs, young cows, and bred heifers. Then 3:30 p.m., they'll be offering 35 registered Brangus bulls. Then at 6 p.m., the A-Bar Ranch Remuda Sale, 17 ranch geldings, 40 weaned colts. For information, give Mike or Martha Armitage a call at 918-342-2225. That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.